CliffCentral.com.
Let's connect.
Let's connect.
Holy oxygen. Take a breath.
Take a breath.
With my dogs. Fuck a pet.
Fuck a pet.
Count the gross. Then count the net. I confess I've been talking a little crazy.
Oh yeah.
Me and all my homies.
Oh yeah.
Calling all the shots.
Oh yeah.
Barely calling home.
No, no.
Instagram captions.
Yeah, yeah.
Preach when you tag me.
Preach.
Still go to church and pray to God and let me speak like I have.
Oh yeah.
I still don't know how I feel about this track. I know. Maybe I'll ask a producer and let me know how I feel about it. I know how I feel about this, though.
This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on CliffCentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Because we taking over. Said we taking over.
Mama, you never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I think that's pretty much the signal. Candace, babes.
Yeah.
Craig or sexy?
Am I like on right now? I like
you're
what's
on.
Happening?
You're on. You're
okay,
on.
Okay, thank you. Yes, yes.
How you guys doing?
Well, we just had a moment. We're good.
I'm
we're
sitting good. Next to a snack. Doing amazing.
Can I ask a question, Candace?
What?
Who that's ever come to your show do you not like?
The pasta. Definitely. That was definitely not going to work.
Yeah, that was not going to work. I mean, he was a nice guy.
There was
but
one rapper who came here that I was on a list for.
Who?
Who was being a little arrogant.
Name and shame.
Nah, I don't want
to. Name and
shame. Nah. Might need him in the future.
Yeah, but you know, boom, rapper.
Hey,
the only thing I don't understand is the whole homophobe. I cannot play this. I cannot be seen with a guy. Guys, I'd never understand that. What's up with boom, rapper that? Is it internal homophobia? What's up?
I don't know. I think it's the culture, but I think it's a pretty toxic culture if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about booze, bitches, and, you know?
Anyway, but I mean, I wouldn't know. I'm just out here looking at their bank records. Just be like, oh, you're balling really?
Who do you have access to?
Really? Everyone.
You think you... Really? Don't mess with bankers, fam. We know too much. Anyway, let me shut up because it's not about the rappers right now.
It's about the guy who makes... these rappers.
So, but the guys makes the rappers. Tweezy, how you doing, fam?
I'm cool, bro. How are you?
I'm 100%. So first things first, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah.
Why are you late?
Drop the traffic. Baby. You know, like Rivonia and Sandton, Greyston, the traffic is just really bad. I actually left the house at 20 past 4. I'm from Midrand.
Yeah.
So Midrand traffic plus Rivonia traffic equals monster.
My question is, you knew you had a 5 p.m. Like,
yeah, I didn't expect it to be that bad because it's never that bad.
You're never in Joburg, you know, guys, you know. But anyway, we love the fact that you're here. We want to hear all about you.
Yeah.
So do you think it's unfair that like creatives get painted this really bad picture of being like unprofessional and like always late and like...
I don't really blame people, you know, because at some cases, like most of them are really unprofessional and,
I mean,
you know, they don't really...
you, of course.
I mean, no, like, I'm not unprofessional. I really try my best to do things at my best capacity. But I mean, you know, most of us are just really trying to get things together, you know, also just thinking about not really getting much platform to just do what we need to do. So we just need to make the odds work.
I like the fact that your accent and your voice and everything is like, it's almost as if it's rapping, you know, like, you know, we gotta do this thing. You know, you hear my nigga. What?
Yeah, he speaks in a rhythm.
He's
right?
In a rhythm. It's like, you know, it's wow.
Thanks.
Candace, babes. What do you think of producers?
I think producers are, you know, that thing behind a popping track.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you've done really well in your career is make these rappers pop. What I want to know, obviously, from you is, we know you started as a kid, right? You were about a teenager when you actually got into the whole producing thing.
Yeah.
Like, and we actually had this discussion prior, is... is it an innate ability to be able to be that creative on a track? Or do you Google how to do these things? Or how do you get to a point where you're that dope at what you do?
I think it's more about just being mature enough to learn instead of just trying to be the best. You know how most people are just like, okay, cool, I want to be the best soccer player, so I'm just going to dribble, try to shoot. But usually the best soccer players are the ones that learn how to play with their teammates, you know, pass whenever there's an opportunity for the other person to score. So, I mean, just also as a person, I've been a person that really loves being in a team and working with a team. So I think that's how I even became a very good producer, because instead of just giving music and pretty much dictating like to an artist, this is what you're going to do, we pretty much work together and make the music together, and his opinions plus my opinions are going to create the song that everyone's going to like, and we can both be proud of that song.
What would you say is the biggest track you've ever done, according to you? Because it differs person to person.
Yeah, it does.
Yo, it's a tricky, I mean, as far as, you know, sentimental music that I've made, it's a very tricky question to answer. But I mean, success wise I think maybe the AKA stuff I've done.
Yeah.
Run Josie, All Eyes On Me.
Yeah.
Baddest.
Run,
you know,
Josie was
I won't lie, it really put me on.
Pure,
yeah.
Run Josie was. Okay, so I mean, you worked with a lot of these guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Name an artist that you don't want to work with
ever again.
You can't pay me enough to work with that person.
I don't want to sound modest, but I really like working with people that are more arrogant and more dictatorship and whatever, because usually when other people have problems working with them, I kind of want to feel superior in the sense of, okay, I could manage this person and I could grow the person into actually even being open-minded, you know? Because, I mean, when we started working with AKA, it was a bit... Because, I mean, he's also a producer and everything, so he's very well figured out, you know?
Yeah.
And I've got these new ideas. I'm just a boy from Soweto and everything. So usually, especially when you're trying to come up with something new, something game-changing, it's usually... There's a lot of to and fro, yes and no's. And then at the end of it all, we're both happy, like, okay, cool, we really made some cool things happen. Now the relationship is much stronger than it was before.
You know, I'm just going to take this a bit back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've known about you for quite some time. You've been in the game for a while, and I'm just literally going to take it to Ghetto Prophecy, you know, back in the days.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm always very interested in, I mean, we had people like Squatter Camp that were 7, you guys were like 8, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what happens when you guys disband? Like, does everyone go figure out what to do? Is it a matter of, you know, where was it like a... You know, did you guys have issues, or was it just you guys deciding to venture out into your own spheres, or whatever the case might be?
I think, I mean, for us to even end up to 8 people in one group,
exactly,
we were just very passionate.
Point.
You know, we didn't really think about how the game really works, how everything comes together. We were just 8 people who were very passionate about music, and we wanted to do it together. Then as you experience life and just the challenges of trying to break into the industry, that's where you find out that, okay, we need money. Okay, we need that. We need swag. We need, you know, the list is endless. And then some people have more passion than other people.
Naturally.
You know, and then the people that don't really have the passion start being passionate about something else, you know, something less challenging or something that they really, really committed to. So, I mean, we started off as 8 and then we ended up 3 and then... When we were 3, all of us disbanded for me to be just the only person who really wanted to do this music thing.
It was like a Destiny's Child type of vibe.
Pretty much.
6, 3, you know, and I've always just wondered what causes the band to actually just, you know, disband and stuff like
that. Just the challenges more than anything, you know, because I mean, like I said, all we know is that we make really good music, and it takes more than just good music and talent to break into the industry. You need to be well-spoken, you need to be well-presented, you need to be on time, you know? So, you know, and for us to be on time, like, there's traffic, having a car and whatever involved. So, I mean, obviously, if you have a car and you can leave at 3 o'clock, it's much better than actually... taking a taxi at 3, it's going to go around places and get to Rivonia at 5 type of things, you know? So... I think more than anything, I was just more willing to just learn more and just put myself through the challenges just so that I can learn and grow as a musician.
Do you think that you're doing better alone now than when you were with the group?
I think more than anything, just because it's easy to control one mind opposed to just eight minds, you know. If I decide, okay, I'm doing this, then it's just one person, we're doing it.
Yeah.
Where when it's eight people, there's three saying, yeah, let's do it. The other ones are like, oh.
And everyone has an opinion. Even you if it's know, a rubbish one, they still want to like voice it out.
And it's very important to get everyone on the same mind state. Because if I make an example like Tear Gas. Tear Gas was so successful because all of them were pretty much like on the same wavelength. All the links were just strong and they knew what they wanted to do. Their teamwork was just incredible, you know. And then, I mean, just as compared to a Tear Gas, like, everyone needs to pretty much be in the same wavelength, and whether it's pride or not knowing or whatever,
I want to stop you right there because I can see where this beautifully diplomatic answer is going. Okay, Tear Gas was dope, but let's be honest, there was a point where, and I mean, like, listen, you're probably the problem why Tear Gas broke up.
Me,
because on Run Jersey, you know, when AKA was starting to collaborate with KO, KO came out with the illest flow. And everyone was saying, nah, dude, you gotta go solo.
Yeah.
Everyone was saying that the group is holding you back. So I think sometimes it's a matter of just one of the team members outgrowing the whole group.
Yeah.
And then you gotta just get out of there. So for me, I thought it was inevitable that Tear Gas was gonna break up.
Yeah.
Because I mean, KO was in his stride. He was too big for the group.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when something like that comes about, I mean, can you resonate with that?
Yes, I can.
Because if I were to compare you with the guy that you were with.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, you know, sometimes, like, it's all about what you're trying to do and what the main objective is, you know? I mean, I feel like Tear Gas was successful because they knew at a certain point KO was going to do his thing, or Mae's going to do his thing, Dukes is going to do his thing, but at the current moment, our main objective is to make music together, to share a message and inspire who we're inspiring, and just do all this work as an artist, so that once that work is fulfilled, now we can figure out, okay, where to from here. KO, you still want to go solo? Okay, cool. We're all good with that. I also want to go solo. I mean, at that point, when KO was solo, all of them were at a point where they can all go solo. Now, for him to be successful, that's just on him and just his talents and everything. But I mean, just as far as the team working together and everything, I think they did a good job.
Okay, President, what happened to Duxa?
I wouldn't know, because I mean, I wasn't a part of Tear Gas or anything, but I mean, for me, I just think that they just got to a point where all that was left for them to do was just do their solo runs. You know, I mean, they've been in the game for so many years. What else were they supposed to do, you know?
So listen, in South Africa, the music is not as mature as everywhere else in the world, right?
Yeah.
So right now, it's still about the fun guys. Still about the guy on the track. It's about the Questa. It's about the Casper. No one knows who the guys are at the back, the producers who make the real hits. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're not there as a country at all, musically. We're not. I think we're getting there, and there definitely was a spike, because every time there's an award season, you know, and an award goes, and a song of the year goes to some artist, everyone goes, no. But the producer is the guy that really made that thing pop off. So, speaking as, and I mean, I know you're an artist, but I mean, first and foremost, you're a producer, right?
Yeah.
What is it going to take, I don't know, to educate the masses that, one, if you're a big artist, first things first, not all artists write their own raps,
mm-hmm.
right? They'll usually always have like a crew of like 10 guys that write on one track.
Yeah.
And then you got Tweezy at the back there, pretty much Dr. Dre-ing everything and putting everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think we'll get to the point where Black Twitter understands that the artist that you're busy praising, honestly, is just 20% of the work?
Yeah. I think the first place is, once we understand that Black Twitter is just Black Twitter, you know, it's just a place of opinion and not facts. Because just as people, some of us really get in too deep into Twitter and we just forget that it's just a place of opinion.
That's all it is.
Just because Black Twitter thinks that you're not successful and you're living in a big house and you got a nice car, it doesn't mean you're not successful, you know? And then second of all, I think it's also just the industry's responsibility in a way to educate as much as they can to the people that, like, I mean, as Tweezy, a young boy that just came from Soweto and just figured himself out into being in the industry directly, I didn't really know much about being a producer professionally. I didn't know how to jot up an invoice or to come up with a written agreement to make sure everything of yours is safe, you know? And I mean, speaking for everyone else, not everyone knows how the industry works, you know? So they just focused on the guy that's just the artist because that's who they see all the time.
Yeah.
You know, oh, AKA just came up with this song. They don't understand how it works. So I think first and foremost would be to educate everybody. You know, maybe a couple of shows just about how the industry works, words from the producer, the songwriter, the engineer. I mean, in 2015, I tried to come up with a whole movement type of thing called Producers Must Rise. So, I mean, there was an altercation, a couple of altercations that happened to me. Yeah, where I felt like, you know what, just everyone besides the artists and the managers are not really getting the recognition that they're supposed to get. So, but because I was young and I didn't really know much about how the game works, I didn't do it in the most smartest way. So, I mean, I'm still trying to figure my feet around it also. And pretty much the whole thing was just to inspire just people who are already in the industry to just share some knowledge and just some information for people to actually learn and grow from it, so that one day when Song of the Year is being won, we can clap for Tweezy and everyone else as much as we're clapping for the artist.
So educate us then, because clearly we don't know much because we are Black Twitter. if you were to advise a young creative, whatever, right? First things first, as a producer, is it financially sustainable? Do you guys make guap?
The funniest thing is that being a producer and a person like off the mic is more feasible than you being an artist. Like, as an artist, your biggest revenue stream is your song selling and you going into shows. So if you don't get as much shows and your music stops selling, you're in trouble. Whereas as a producer, you don't even have to work with musicians for you to be able to make money. I mean, there's jingles and there's making music libraries for like shows and radio whatever's, where you can actually take most of the music that doesn't really make it to an artist's album or nah, it's not that dope. You usually compile that stuff. Well, I've got a thingy, a publishing company, you know, and usually you just link yourself with a publishing company. The publishing company usually has these relationships with like these people that work with TV and radio and everything. They provide the library to them. They choose the music that they're going to use, and then you're going to get paid for just the actual music. It's okay, we are buying the music from you, and you're going to get money in the form of royalties every time it plays on radio and whatever.
That's nice.
Yeah, so depending on what the agreement says, that's going to determine how much you make. But if you figure it out and you're quite smart about it, you can make a whole lot of money.
So I'm going to be a bit scandalous right now. I'm going to turn into a Craig.
Yeah.
So you've been in the music industry, right?
Yeah.
All these videos, and you know, when you watch a rap video, compared to how it is behind the scenes,
yeah,
it's two completely different things.
Yeah,
and my thing that frightens me is a lot is that a lot of young cats want to go into media because of what they see on the screen, right? Can you paint us a vivid picture about how rough it can get in music? Because it's not true that everybody's making money.
Yeah,
and just because you got a music video doesn't mean you're making money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone kind of figures themselves out in whatever way they figure. But I mean, obviously not all that glitters is gold, you know. I mean, I think the attempt in making music videos like portray a lifestyle that you're not really living is just out of trying to set a certain standard for you to, I mean, because as an upcoming musician and you don't really have the opportunities that a mainstream musician has, you really spend all of your time and money and efforts trying to break into that, and half the time we get judged off standard. You know, if I can go and shoot a music video at the mountain there, and I'm talking about the mountains and the birds, and you know, just upon just looking at the music video, it's like, boring, you know. But if I'm talking about the mountains and the birds, and I've got some cool looking girls just chasing birds, and we've got a couple of cards, just on looking at the video, you just want to pay attention, you know. So, I mean, most of us know that, you know, we're not really driving these cars, or these girls aren't really ours, but that's just our way of just trying to match up to everyone else's standard. Because in the game, you'll get the few guys that really live that life, like, yo, I just woke up in this mansion and it's mine, and you know, so you try to, because also you get taken seriously once people can see that you're of the same standard as whoever the biggest guy is.
What's the worst thing you've ever seen? So what's the one thing where you're like, yo, this cat's in this life?
I mean, I've seen people rap about cars that are not even in the video. You know, like, okay, I'm about to go to the jeweler and spend 100K on these chains and whatever, and that guy's not even wearing one necklace. And it's like, okay, just in the sense of just bringing the visuals to life, like, you could have just borrowed the chain at least. just for the video's sake, you know?
I got you.
So at least if you're like talking about these cars and you don't have them, at least just put it just for visual sake.
Nah, I get you, I get you. You know, I read up about you a couple of times, you know, you do pop up in the media.
Yeah.
Every now and again. Mostly good. Mostly good. You know, and I know that you're from Soweto and you moved to the north for some time. And then you went back home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously with that, I mean, just like what Les was saying, you know, the harsh reality of how this business can be. I'm not necessarily sure of what was really going on in your life at that time. But obviously Daily Sun did the most with you. They roast you quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And how was that like? I mean, that experience of, you know, started from the bottom, now we're here, but now we're back at the bottom again. But now obviously you've left Soweto again, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How was that like, that transition, and what were people saying? You know, what was Black Twitter saying? And what was, just give me a glimpse of what was that like?
Okay, so first and foremost, I'm gonna just start off by saying no hard feelings to Daily Sun or whoever, but press capitalizes off bad publicity. You know, so that's just to keep an open mind with everything that you see in the newspaper. So they're literally gonna take something small and try find the biggest way to blow it out of proportion to make money. So in that time, like, literally, I used to live in Centurion.
Oh, okay.
And I had to go back home because, my sister was still back in Soweto and the environment wasn't safe because it was just her and my niece. So she encountered a few situations that were not so safe, and I was forced to go back at home to live with her and just be there to look at things and also make a plan for us three just so that I can move them to a better circumstance.
Yeah, because Daily Sun really blew it out of award winning and back in the gassy borrowing money. And I was like,
and it was also based off the fact that at the time me and AKA weren't really eye to eye anymore, and we had that young situation that we had on Twitter. So they had called me and said, yo, so we just want a few words from you, you know. And I shared my words, and they said, so we heard you going back to Soweto and it's not so cool anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you know, like, I was speaking to the representative and I'm like, come on, you can hear that's shady, you know, like, and she was like, okay, I'm just doing my job. And I knew when it lands up in the paper, they would have been doing their job. So I think for the first time in my life, that's when I actually learned that not all things are to be taken too seriously. You know, I mean, newspapers are newspapers. If I'm really upset and I'm just out there fighting Daily Sun for what's not true, then
some people
will even believe that it's true. So I just decided to just let them do them, release maybe one public statement where I just say my piece, and then eventually everyone's gonna move on. Because even if I was broke or if I was facing like tough times, probably my plans are to bounce back up.
Yeah, that's my point. The fact that, you know, I when I read that, I assumed that, okay, you probably went back and were like, but you know what? I'm going to hustle times two, five, eight times.
Yeah,
you
I
know
think,
what I mean?
I think speaking for people who have been really in the situation, I mean, just like any business or any nature of just life, like, everyone has their ups and lows.
Yeah.
So despite people capitalizing off that, you know, sometimes we make like bad decisions. You'll have the money and whatever, but you decide to buy a car instead of actually investing in property, where property will be an asset or whatever and cars will just be an expense, you know. And you just want to look good and just people are showing you so much love and whatever, but it's at your real life expense.
Gotcha.
And then at a certain point you can't provide that lifestyle anymore, you're like falling and you're back to the car seat, and then it hits you that, okay, this is how life goes. And then you hustle and then you're back on top. Usually some people are like bigger times two, some they just fall off forever because they don't really get like a hang of how life really is.
So, you know, you move from producer to artist, right?
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand why, but now I figured out you have a lot to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty much figured out guy.
Yeah. I can see you want to put your ideas onto something, onto the paper. So you know what we'll do, right? We'll take a quick break and then we're going to talk about Basitan.
Okay.
And I want you to let me know how you transition from producing for AKA and all these other artists to dropping something as ambitious as this.
Just the young and trying to get. My ninja, I'm all I'm in the game. Cutters of the whole city in the game. Hey, I got dreams, I got ambition. Just the young and trying to get. My ninja, I'm all I'm in the game. Cutters of the whole city in the game. My nigga. I'm on the way, I'm
Panda to be legendary. Kuna banta basilelu mona siya pumelela. They were never ready. I'm a hater gon' still hate. Aba twala baswana. Aba stand up baswana. Aba stand up baswana. So look. Oh why shupangati so.
Twizy.
Yes.
Leave the bad bass in the DMs, fam.
I'm actually on social media pushing the show, telling people it's about to get interesting.
I have no idea. So listen, I'm listening to the lyrics of this track.
Mm-hmm.
I like it, but you're saying quite a bit here. Why ambition?
I mean, I'm just an ambitious person, you know. And I mean, the whole concept of the song was just to inspire people to just stay being ambitious and not focus on whatever that's going to take them out of that wave. They must just stay ambitious, just push
don't
the dream.
Don't read newspapers. Sunday Sun is talking smack.
But they can also be entertaining. So if you're trying to laugh, you can read and laugh. So, yeah.
That's Susie saying Sunday Times a joke. Anyway.
Oh, my Lord.
Candace.
Like, guys, if you don't know that you're tuned into the Urban Culture Drive, you're tuned into the Urban Culture Drive. Just a young disclaimer there. And we've got your boy Tweezy in studio. So Tweezy, mm-hmm. before we rolled out to your track, we said that we would be discussing Basitsana. So first of all, ne? Is it inspired by Basitsana Khumalo?
Slightly.
Okay. Okay, cool.
You're tell into us big woman.
No, like...
What are you saying?
Well, basically, the whole concept of Basitsana is just to show love to the beautiful women of South Africa.
Absolutely.
And Basitsana Khumalo is a beautiful
She's
lady
stunning.
Of South
She's
Africa.
Beautiful. Yes. So tell us all about the album. I want to know all about it.
So I'm working on an album. I'm not sure when it's going to drop. Mm-hmm. I've just got a couple of things just to put in line in the sense of just business-wise. But as far as the music, I've got too much music. Hopefully, just third quarter, fourth quarter this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be after, like, I need to release the Basitsana video, drop a second single. That's pretty much going to be, like, my 2018 single. And then once that single drops, I drop the album as well. So, not really much features because people don't really know Tweezy as an artist. So, that's just for people to really get to know Tweezy and everything. Mm. Maybe we'll do the featuring thing on the second album. But, yeah.
So obviously you produced this album as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have a team of people working with you or were you like a solo on this whole album?
Well, just naturally in life, I've got a team of people that mm-hmm. just check me and just, you know, they have my best interests. So mm-hmm. whenever I make my music, I make sure those people are always around so that if the song is whack, they can just say, nah, boy, you know, just it's a rap. Let's try tomorrow or something, you know? And then once I got like a catalog of music, then they can select with me like the most successful music out of the group, and then chances are those ones are really gonna catch fire out there.
Yeah, tell me what was the sound you're going for with this album, like this upcoming album? What's the sound you're going for? Are you going for the whole rap freestyle? Are you going for more flowy vibe? Are you fusing the two? Do we have some EDM in there?
Yeah, I think more than anything, the album is just, because I'm from Soweto, right?
Yeah.
I'm from a town, I mean, township called Jablani. Mm. Jangalala in its yabo. So, pretty much the album is a story about Jangalala. And this is just me, out of being Tweezy, the successful producer or musician in the industry, shedding some light and information to my fellow Jangalalians. To know, like, the experiences and challenges that I'm going through. And how they can somewhat learn and just beat the situations, and also just how to make a very good life for themselves. Because most of the people in the hood are just faced with like unfortunate situations like poverty, or some of them are into crime, drugs and everything. So I'm just trying to shift everyone's mindsets away from that into some positive light.
Well, you know, speaking of shifting mindsets, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're ready to shift your mindset.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, with every time we do this on the show, I promise you, the rappers and the hip hop artists always struggle the most.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's really all I'm going to say, because I'm going to let this speak for itself.
Okay.
We're going to step into Craig.
We're going to step into Craig.
We're going to
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know, but that's a part of life.
This is Evan Gay Chat, Ask a Gay hashtag. I can shell out my crush.
Oh my God!
All I can tell y'all is that it's about to go down.
That is so deep. We deal with different kinds of LGBTI plus aspects.
Oh, hell no!
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
Always a bit awkward when I have to listen to my own voice, but guys, you know what? This is Ask a Gay with Craig O'Sexy. We're here with Tweezy, and we know that you love the life of glitz and glam. Not everybody understands that being a producer, radio DJ is tough.
Mm-hmm.
And having entered the whole radio vibe, I sort of say the same sentiment, you know, and I'm going to just ask these guys to also join me. Les and Candace, please participate. These are things that we as people that work in entertainment and showbiz are tired of hearing, honestly. And I'm sure Tweezy, you'll get the vibe of this, you know. So I asked a couple of my gay friends and I said, guys, we're just chilling, having a conversation, and we're just having our time drinking. And every single time, every single week, they always ask me this or say these comments or, you know, make these assumptions, whatever the case might be. So I made a list. Number one, guys, these are things that we're tired. If you're listening and you know somebody who's a celebrity or a radio DJ or a producer like Tweezy, we are tired of you guys asking us this. Number one, oh my gosh, you are so lucky. You just get to talk about stuff and do music. Like, guys, this is what we do for a living. It's not like, you know, it's not for fun. You know what I mean?
True.
It's not a joke. It's actually work. You should actually see how many things are happening right now in the studio. You know what I mean? Number two, I could have totally done my own radio show. Guys, it's so easy. Like, you guys just... Candace.
There's actually a saying that goes, be so good at what you do that you make it look easy.
But I hate it when they tell
people
us.
From the outside looking in will look at it and go, ah, I can do that better. That's just how good you need to be at your craft.
Just to add, currently, like with most rappers, you know there's like a mumble rap genre thing going on. A whole lot of people listen. That thing is the most complicated thing to achieve.
I'm sure.
Of making it a hit record. Like, everyone can do it, but not everyone can do it and make it a hit.
Exactly.
It is the most complicated thing.
This question we always get, how much do you make? I want to stab you.
Does it matter?
You know what I mean? I mean, this is passion. It's not necessarily, I'm not trying to, it's not about money. It's just about you doing your passion. Tweezy, for example, Candace want to get a job. Les, just being extra.
Oh, Les is sorry.
I know. Number four, can I get a free ticket to whatever show? Guys, I don't work in PR. Candace doesn't work in PR. We are tired of that. It's annoying.
Do you get it a lot?
I get it a lot. What people don't understand also is that you also got, like, you want to put your people on. Like, I got my homies that want to come to the awards too. Like, so I should leave them out.
Do you know what I hate? I mean, you came through with your whole crew. You got a guy here doing his thing in the background, working, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then just because you have some guy that used to know you in high school, is like, like, I'm trying to go to the concert.
I get that a whole lot.
And niggas don't understand.
Bro.
You understand?
Yeah, me, I can rap better than AKA. Trust me, if you just give me a beat. And they don't actually understand that this guy has a team, there's marketing, there's money spent, the most important.
And I think this one I got a couple of times, and I was with Candace and Les. Why aren't you guys on TV? Like, you know, we can just make that decision. Hey, we can just go to SABC or Mzansi, like, just, you know what I mean? It doesn't work.
Yeah, we don't
that,
decide
guys.
Who goes on and off.
It's a whole lot of work. Okay. Also, I get this comment all the time. Sometimes you probably get it, Tweezy. Someone will say something like, "Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I never listen to the radio," or "No, I don't listen to rap music." You know what I mean? Like, okay, so you don't listen to it. I get you, but I'm just telling you what I'm pushing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you have to listen to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. What's the biggest insult you've ever received about your music?
Oh, I'll have to really think deep. I used to really be offended at people that say, "I can't rap."
Ooh.
And it used to really get to me. Up until I learned that everyone that's saying that is someone that supposedly thinks that they can rap better than me.
Ah, gotcha.
So I figured that, okay, of course, no one is going to say, "Yo, you rap better than me." especially being a person that really wants to be heard and whatever. And I figured that, okay, cool, you hating because I can't rap and I've got a music video and I'm doing shows and everything, you know?
Yeah. You know, and also I get this quite, no, this I've gotten almost every week. Would you mind just mentioning my business or give me a shout out? One of your guys, this is not for free. This is airtime. Get your letter.
To data. You, AKA, please give me a feature.
Give
bro.
Me a like,
yo, let's
you
get
know?
A feature. Yo, you'll make me a superstar. I'll give you the money when I blow up.
Do you understand? Like, you gotta get temp loan or some ish like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And the last one I got is someone telling me, but guys, radio is a dying industry. Or, you know, music, no one buys CDs anymore. Like, what am I supposed to do now? Like, I must just get it. You know what I mean?
But I don't think music already will ever die if you really think about it.
It will never die.
No, but remember.
From one form to another.
Yeah, like, the business will always shift and there'll always be new ways. Like, now, CDs are dying, but streaming is growing. Yeah. And it's much more simpler. Like, it's more feasible to the artist because you'll get a million streams and you get a million rand.
Absolutely.
Type of thing. And some people never really sold a million albums where you need to make 15 songs and those songs are only going to sell 2,000 units. But now you've got one song that's made you a million because it did a million spins.
Absolutely.
It makes
you know
more
what?
Sense.
Yeah,
absolutely. So guys, these are the things that we constantly come across. We are on radio. Tweezy is a celebrity. He is a producer, but he's not gonna get you free stuff. He's not gonna try to shout, holler at your mom, dying grandpa. Guys, please.
He's not gonna produce your single. He's not gonna produce your sister's
album. If they got the money, I'll produce the single.
I'm not gonna hook you up with Cliff Central. It's not that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So Tweezy, let me know. So every time a hip hop artist comes in here, right, Craig always asks the question, like, yo guys, nice music, yeah, you're collaborating, yeah. But we've never encountered a single South African hip hop artist that's ever collaborated with any gay man.
Actually.
Yeah.
Like, it just hit me down.
But so are you gonna be the first one?
The funniest thing is that I've got a friend of mine who's also in the industry. I just don't want to shed some lights just in case it didn't come out or whatever. But I think he is, and we've got a song together. And I went to NSA, the National School of the Arts, and we had a lot of gay students, obviously, in the school community. And I think the fortunate thing for me was that we learned how to treat those people as human beings despite their sexuality or whatever, you know, and that's helped me pretty much just live life better with encountering such people. Like, I don't mind hugging a gay person and spending time and everything because at the end of the day, we're all humans, you know. Why should I judge you for what you are? I've also got my own flaws, you know.
Because being gay is a flaw.
Well, not really. You know, okay, yeah. I understand. Yes, careful. Sorry. Yeah. No, that's not what I mean. But just in the sense of people's perception, like,
you.
They're one of the most judged.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I absolutely get you. But anyway, guys, that's another wrap for Craig or Sexy. It's been a lovely, lovely section. I absolutely adore it. Guys, we mean those statements. Really, really keep it to yourself.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
Now, every time this happens, right? And, you know, every time we get just before this next segment, I need to make sure that I get all my questions out. Because usually, Tweezy, the guys run out the guys really run out the studio after this segment. So, I just want to find out, right? Every year there's a new wave, right? There's always a new wave of artists. Everybody knows this. You know, you'll have the AKA wave, you'll have the Coolie China wave, you'll have the Casper wave, and now there's the Questa wave,
the MT wave.
Who do you think is the, like, by December this time, who do you think is an artist that nobody can anticipate right now that you think will blow up at the end of the year?
Myself.
I knew.
I don't want to,
because I knew that was gonna be. It could be right.
Yeah.
The thing is,
I'm not saying that just because, okay, I believe in myself and I need to represent myself, but really, like, I am probably one of the best artists in, like, essay ever.
There we go.
And I just haven't gotten the light as an artist. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, everything happens at its timing. Yeah. And I think I've learned to respect time and God's plan and just relax and wait for the time. Because, like you said, every artist has their wave and time, you know. And usually when you look at these artists, you look back and you think, okay, cool, these people didn't really have it easy. Mm. And it took so long also for them to break out. Like, you think about Casper, who was once shadowing or mentored by WHP, and then he ventured to doing his own thing. Now he's like Mufasa, Philip, Mr. White. You know? So, you know.
But tell me, isn't it super frustrating though, when you know right now you're the best artist for anyone else, and you still have to wait for your time?
It is frustrating.
Like, for me, that is the biggest mind F in the world. When you know right now I'm hot, but you have to let history run.
You know what's more frustrating?
Yeah.
When you're up to standard like every other artist, and then there's politics and just whatever things that you don't really get to see or control that affect you when they're not supposed to. Like, you're going to spend $200,000 on a music video, and you're going to spend like $50,000 putting a team together of people that are going to help you push. Mm. And you see that, look, someone that didn't really have nothing is sort of succeeding more than I am. You start asking your questions and you get frustrated because it's like, okay, cool, I've spent almost so much money, I could have started whatever business or whatever, and I'm here just trying to make this music dream happen. But just like every other industry, everything has its time, it's got its whatever factors, and once you understand every single factor and you just find a way to deal with every single thing, then I guess it's just a matter of time. And that's the point where I'm at as an artist. Like, I feel like I'm one of the best rappers, the best musicians, I've got the best beats. I mean, you know, I spend like adequate money pushing my craft.
Yeah.
So all that's left now is just God's time. So I'm just chilling.
Well, you know what? Speaking of timing, it's about that time. And we're all alone on this one. Let me shut up. You just listen to this.
Okay.
Smash or marry. So take it from here, babe.
Smash or marry.
Yes.
This is the most exciting part of the show. Sorry, guys.
Now, this one.
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelmo.
And just like that, we're back with another segment of Smash or Marry. I hope you're ready, Tweezy. There's a couple of rules I want to point out. This game is very quick play. It's gender fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gets to play, so you don't feel singled out. And so look, I'm going to throw a celebrity at you or someone at you. You're going to tell me if you'd rather smash or marry them.
Yeah.
I think, who we start with? Okay, so we're going to go anti-clockwise. I think we'll start with you, Tweezy.
All right.
So, Fifi Cooper, smash or marry?
Marry. Because she is actually a very intelligent lady. I mean, we were once very close.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
And, I mean, she's been busy with her own stuff. And, like, it's not that we're out of touch or anything, but we're very close friends, just off other, what do you call it? Like, mutual friends, yes.
Mm.
So, we share a birthday also. And she's
interesting.
It's meant to be, Moscow. Obvious.
Yo, if that's what life is throwing my way, then let's do it.
Cool. The circle, babes would do more before the fame. When she was just the hand.
Babes would do more. Oh, smash. Yeah, that's
okay.
Easy.
Okay.
Greg.
Mm. Craig, Thando Thabete.
Mary. Thando the booty.
Thando the booty.
Oh, yes.
Tweezy. AK.
Definitely Mary. Like,
he's got guap.
Yeah, like, he's got cool cars, he's got a lot of swag. Yo, come on.
Sharp, Liz.
Yeah.
Could Darren.
Oh.
No.
Come on, five.
Smash and film it and post it to AfriForum.
Whoa.
Craig.
Yes.
Agnes Matebane.
No. Anybody named Agnes is deaf. This is not Agnes in the Bible, that name. Okay, no. Just smash after tequila.
Tweezy. Patty Monroe.
Oh, smash. She's quite attractive.
Okay. Yeah. Liz. Mm. Shekinah.
Shekinah's cool, but yeah, I'm looking at Tweezy now. She is cool, bro, but like, smash, stay friends.
I'll let Tweezy. I'd marry Shekinah. Like,
do you see what I'm saying? I was going to say,
voice, let her Tweezy. Personality. Whoa, she's just a great human being. We're also quite close, and that's not because we're close, but just what kind of person she is.
Tweezy, man, easy.
I feel like everyone.
Tweezy's close with everybody.
Craig.
Yes,
Sophie and Daba.
Mary. Oh, darling. I darling. Agree. Ah, no.
Oops, last sorry. Round. Tweezy. Let me throw you off a bit. I don't know if I could. Questa. Smash or marry? And would you be top or bottom?
Oh. Hey, that is very tricky. Like, I need some time to figure it out.
It's quick play, fam. It's quick play. Come on.
Oh, well.
Come on.
Mary, he's established, so.
It is what
you
it is.
You ain't smashed no one yet, hey? Who has smashed someone?
Patty.
Oh, okay, cool. Liz, Casper in your vest. This is easy. You have such a crush on him. I'm sure you'll smash.
You know what? I like his vibe. I like what he stands for. I like what... Yo, man, this is music, guys. Like, smashing can keep it going.
Craig.
Yes.
Zeke Spantwini.
Ah, definitely smash. That's it. Done. Quick, easy.
I have one last question for you.
Okay.
Please drop a name of someone you've smashed in the industry.
Whoa. Welcome to the Urban Culture
yeah,
Drive.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
It's come right. On, dog. For the truth.
It can even
for
be a boy. It's all right. It can even be a boy.
For the culture. For the culture.
Oh, man. Yo.
Come on, it can't be that tough. Come on.
It is really tough.
No,
I'm going to fight.
No, but there's always a Tabby saying, you know, there's always a Zotwa. So,
or like, there's always like a Bali.
There's a Bali, so random.
Or like, there's always like, okay, let's put it this way. Have you ever hooked up with the Vixen?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay. It's fine. We can give him that one.
It's fine. You know what? Thanks so much for playing this segment of Smash Room. All
right. I'm safe.
So, can I be honest for 2 seconds? Because the producers in the back, they're like, oh my gosh, running out of time. From the moment you came in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll drop the bed music for this. I actually believe you when you say that you will have 2018 to yourself.
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe it too. Yeah. Do you know definitely.
You actually remind me a lot of a younger Questa.
Really?
Yeah. I actually remember interviewing Questa, right? And he would sit back and I'm like, dude, like, everyone knows you're dope, right? It's only a matter of time. And Chris always just be sitting there, like, yeah, I know, you know? And also because yourself and Chris have this down-to-earth energy that you just can't put your finger on it. But you know when somebody's putting in the work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to shut up now because I don't want you to speak because you'll speak for like another 2 minutes and then we'll really get into trouble. Kenneth?
Look, I just want to say thank you so much for coming through. You are super, super, super humble. We love you. Your energy is incredible. Thank you for being such a kind, generous young man. And we wish you nothing but the best for the future. From the Urban Culture Drive team, thank you so much for tuning in, guys. So what we usually do is final words. So final words from you.
Yo, thanks, guys, for having me on. Thanks for everyone that supports me. Got an album coming soon. Touch My Blood, aka drops next month. I got a couple of productions. Sure, everyone's excited. Yeah.
Awesome stuff. Craig or Sexy, real quick, one-liner.
Tweezy, you're awesome. You got a lot of gay clout. Awesome.
All right, thank you.
Myself, love and light. Lesejo, roll us out.
If you want to get married, just be friends with Tweezy because he marries everyone.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll figure it out. Have money, though.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman. CliffCentral.com.